Yeah, I have no delusions of grandeur about whether or not I could have saved the Titanic, so.
Welcome to Spinsters, a podcast where we believe that the Portland Trailblazers are 2 years away from being 2 years away from being 2 years away. And as long as Chauncey Billups is their coach, I honestly hope they never get there. I'm Haley. This is Jordan. We're joined by Harry and Sierra. And later in the show, or I guess just after the break, by the co-founder of Flagrant Magazine and its editor-in-chief, Ashton Batuzzo. And what was the housekeeping, Harry?
Just subscribe to our YouTube. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. At Spencer Show.
Yep.
And also, just real quick, later in the show, at the very end of it, we talk about Brittany Griner's situation. And while we were recording, there was actually an update. So the update is, this is from a Forbes tweet. Moscow will agree to release detained WNBA star Brittany Griner if the U.S. government agrees to a prisoner swap involving a Russian arms dealer, his lawyer told NBC News on Thursday, offering a potentially unsavory option to the Biden administration. Okay, that last clause was very odd. But everything that we say still holds up about our frustrations. And the fact that this is coming from Moscow, not the U.S., is just kind of confirming everything we're screaming about. So later in the show.
Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed's doing something no other job site has done. Now with Indeed, businesses only pay for quality applications matching the sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/spinsters to start hiring now. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I read this tweet this morning, but again, this tweet could be like from 36 hours ago because Twitter shows you those and I don't get on Twitter that much anymore. And it says, there's a good chance Miles Turner is traded by the Pacers this offseason per Windhorst. All I gotta say to this.
Deja vu.
How many times? How many years? How many times within the years have we heard this?
He's
always about to be traded.
And wasn't the thing that they were going to, they were either dealing Miles or Sabonis, I thought, and then they traded Sabonis, and now they're also, like, it seems bizarre, but.
Well, the thing about it is that Indiana is obsessed with the idea that they never want to rebuild. So they, I'm sure, are expecting something back from Miles Turner that would propel them into the future right away, I guess into the present right away. But consider their other moves, like in the past year, the past like 2 weeks. And I just don't, why not just do it? Just go for it. It's scary, but you know, you're really not going to trade him for anything else, obviously, or you would have done it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for Miles Turner, too, I'm sure he's just in a constant state of confusion. Like, he just has the bag packed next to the door, but then he takes it away when the season starts. He's like, should I? I don't know where I'm supposed to go. But Indiana, he's the only one left, right? They traded Sabonis. They traded. He's it. So yeah. They would have to get a lot in return to even have a team worth talking about, I feel like.
You know, the thing I hate about this too is I think he has so, I'm low on him, but I do think that he has so much potential. He's one of those players who has potential if he goes somewhere else. I could see it. He fits into the Aaron Gordon camp for me where I'm like, I absolutely don't see it and I don't like it, but I also think that he could be something different if only he'd be allowed to go somewhere fucking else. Like, it just feels like they are trapping him. It's not fair. But yeah, that's, I actually wanted to play a little game called What Will Happen in the World Before Miles Turner Actually Gets Traded. So
when Miles Turner was first in trade rumors, do we think Barack Obama was still president, or do you think it was early Trump?
Ooh,
no, he's only, God, what year is it? He's only 20. Oh, yeah, that could, the math could.
Well, no, because they were high on him for like 2 years. For 2 years, it was the Miles Turner show.
Right.
So
he was drafted in 2015.
Okay, yeah. So no, it was okay. It was wait, what year are we in? 20.
I know.
2016. Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Okay, it was early Trump. It was early Trump. But yeah, like to your point, it was Jordan.
BTE.
Like Brogdon's, they're all they're trading everyone. So I just, yeah, I don't know. But this is my list. I think that Y2K comes back a second time.
Oh, goodness.
So you know how, like, Y2K is really in right now, Y2K fashion, and it's slowly fading
out? Oh, I thought you meant, like, like the actual Y2K thing.
I was with you, Ashton.
Computers.
The end of the internet world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if this has something to do with my parents, but, like, I didn't know about that. I had no idea. Well, wasn't I, like,
but you got the fashion part. That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Y2K fashion, you know, like, the...
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Tisdale looks, right? You know,
yeah.
I think it goes out of style. I already think it's going out of style, and then I think it comes back before he gets traded.
So, and where do the like 2004 draft fits? 2004 draft apparel. Where does that? Because we haven't fully. I mean, we're close to that, but we haven't fully. We haven't gone full 2004 draft fits. So you think that'll come in, that'll go, that'll come back?
You know, Y2K really has only affected the girlies. You don't as much. You know, I think guys really learn their lesson.
You don't see tall tees anymore.
You don't see it. Yeah, exactly. Everyone wants to show off their body, you know? We live in an era where we've never been more body positive. And so I think that, you know, people want to – guys don't want to go back.
My favorite thing about Fred is that during that time, he bought double XL jerseys and he was so tiny, but now they actually fit. So he has like 20 retro jerseys because they were so oversized back then. So I don't think they're going. Yeah, the long game. I don't think they're going back to the tall tees. And
Y2K is very much like you could wear that as a dress too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that era.
Yeah. So, Asia Wilson.
I love a jersey dress.
Been feeling the jersey dress.
Man, yeah, love a jersey dress. My sister and all her friends did jersey dresses and then went to a like 1 hour photo and all took pictures. She had an Iverson one that was like top tier.
Oh, I love that.
It's like I kind of want to do altered? That now.
Like, was it a dress?
Yes, they went and bought jerseys and had them altered, and hers was like a one shoulder. Iverson Sixers dress. I was like, you, if you still had that right now, oh my God.
Oh, she doesn't have it anymore.
She doesn't have it anymore. What a time.
Maybe that dress will resurface before Miles Turner is traded.
Yes.
That's.
We'll see that dress somewhere on the internet.
Yes, I think so. I have some others, but I don't want to, I don't need to run down my list if anyone else has any others.
Keep going. I want to think of a few.
Yeah, okay. So I think that New Orleans will win a championship.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. I guess I didn't specify what team, but I meant the Pelicans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see it. Like, I just have a feeling that they could, you know, they could be like a 2011 Mavsy type of thing in the next 2-3 years. If things keep going well.
I also think that definitely is going to happen because – we traded CJ, which means they're destined to win a championship. So
I'm so sorry.
Good for them. Good for them. Honestly, good for them. I'm also having a good time over here. So it's
what does Dame do if like CJ wins a championship before him?
I mean, he loves him, so there's that. But damn, that's like, I'm trying to think of something that's comparable that like you watch your friend do and you're like, oh my god, just so sweet. I guess like the like trope from movies would be like you're the maid of honor and you know your best friend gets married, but that's kind of a whack trope, to be honest.
Well, yeah. What's that movie where Kate Hudson's in it? She's like the villain and she's marrying this guy, but then her best friend, mm-hmm. her maid of honor, ends up like falling in love with him, or they've already been in love or something.
Yeah. It's really bad, right?
Something like that. Horrible movie. Yeah, yeah. She's not Bride meant to Wars. Be a villain. Yeah, Bride Wars. Yep.
Oh, that was it?
I think so.
I don't think so. They were both getting married at the same time.
Yeah, they were both getting married at the same time.
They were fighting over their venue and all
Something Borrowed. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Bride Something Wars is, has Anne Hathaway in it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Cameron Diaz, maybe?
No. And Kate Hudson.
I don't know.
Oh. And Kate Hudson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She honestly, she does. She plays a bitch well. Yeah. I'm not saying she is, but, you know, she has it in her.
Yeah.
My next one will have a class revolution. I don't think this is as far off as we think. Thanks to Joe Biden, I don't think this is we're that far off.
Yeah.
However, I do think we're that hoping. Far off from trading Miles Turner. So
thanks to Joe Biden.
Yeah, also thanks to Joe Biden.
Like, I can't get anything done. Let's be real.
Yeah. So those are mine. The last one is just about crypto and Bitcoin folding, but I think that's already
happening. Yeah, that might happen before KD gets traded.
Yeah, literally.
I know, at this point, is KD the new Miles Turner?
Yeah, I don't know if that guy's actually going anywhere. Something that's going to happen before you know what I've like strangely been praying for is I like want someone that we don't expect to EGOT so bad. I just like want to see someone EGOT, someone like insane, like maybe an NBA player EGOTs. Maybe Miles Turner EGOTs before he's traded.
It would have to be Depo. He's the only one that can sing.
Yeah.
Not the only one, but the only one that comes to mind. I'm sure, you know, there's many hidden talents in the NBA.
Actually, I bet Anthony Edwards EGOTs before Miles Turner.
What would his Grammy be?
He's like an executive producer something.
No, he's like a rapper or something.
Okay.
Classic.
I could see him being a good rapper. Right. Like, I think that guy can do anything.
I honestly believe that. I could just see him doing the ad-libs.
Yeah. But he wins a Grammy for a feature or something. Like, he's featured on a song. That song wins a Grammy. And then he goes on Broadway, acts his ass off, and then he's in a movie. I can see that. He has power.
He does.
I bet he can play the drums.
That guy's got it.
He's got drums energy. Mm. Yeah.
I can see that. He does have drums energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it. That makes sense.
We're cooking with gas.
That makes more sense than Miles Turner getting traded. That's how much you talked us into that.
Yeah.
I have a question about Miles Turner trade rumors. What are your top three longest trade rumor people in the NBA? Yeah. CJ's got to be on there.
CJ was on there. Yeah. CJ was longstanding. And I think you can kind of apply that to any team where they're like two guys and they seem so for a long time it was like Ben Simmons as well. Mm-hmm. So I think actually this last season a lot of them have been eliminated. Definitely was Ben Simmons. Definitely was CJ McCollum. That one was
Jaylen Brown a little bit.
Jaylen Brown. Sure. Yeah, that's a good one. It's always like the number two that's really talented, but they're like, they're not winning somehow still. So trade him.
Mm-hmm.
But Miles Turner is definitely, I think, number one for me.
The kid.
Yeah.
He's the king of it, yeah.
I feel like Sabonis was in there too. And Sabonis was the one planting it. He was like, trade me. So, and yeah, he's at the Kings now. But I think that was, we talked about it before, John Collins. That is always one that's
always
somehow, some way getting thrown in about trades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe one of the Raptors, but it just hasn't been long enough. Like, I don't think Pascal's talked about enough, but he's mm-hmm. been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, actually, maybe Damar had a reign for a long time, I would say. Yeah. So maybe that's more. But yeah, honestly, I think that Miles Turner is at the very top for me. Like, I can't think of a single person who for a longer time, like, because most people's contracts end and they just leave. And then that's that. Or they, like, do get traded, you know. Or they force
it. It's a strange strategy. It's, like, not a lot of GMs and owners are comfortable making a star feel like that all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of a dumb that's probably why you don't see it as much as you do with like just Miles Turner, because it's like, okay, this guy like feels weird buying a bed frame for his house because like he doesn't know if like that even makes sense.
They're
he
so hard to take
on
apart.
Air mattress.
You know, like yeah. I've never taken a bed frame to somewhere I've moved. I've always just been like, I just yeah. get another one. Yeah, they're so hard to take apart. I feel like we say gaslighting all the time. But genuinely, if you make someone feel like they are never safe or secure, yet you're like, we don't want to rebuild and we love Miles, that is gaslighting. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's one of my like most like words that I think are out because it's been overused.
Overused.
And I kind of want to find a new word. Like, guess what else is on that list for me? I think capitalism. I think saying capitalism's out. Mm-hmm. I want to start saying something else. So I'm trying to brainstorm if anyone's got any ideas. Like, obviously, we still hate, but we got to reinvigorate stuff. So
Yeah.
So the class revolution can happen.
Right.
In due time. But yeah, anyway, that's a good point. I do think that how can he ever be comfortable? Poor guy. But also guy. more players are usually like, fucking trade me or I'm sitting. And he's just not like that. I wonder what his sign is.
He just vibes. It's like, whatever. I make, you know, 80 million. Like, my contract's 80 million, whatever. Like, this is fine.
He is an interesting guy, too. Doesn't he? I mean, this doesn't make him bad or anything, but he's like really into Legos.
Mm-hmm.
He like makes.
Oh, that's right.
Life size action figures.
Good. I love that disclaimer, Jordan. Chilling. She's like, I don't think this makes him like a bad guy, but he loves Legos.
Oh my god. Look at this picture of him and a giant Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
It is his side. You guys have all seen this?
I just wanted to make sure I had the right person. He has, you know, he got the Kuzma sleeves.
This is an all-time terrible outfit. Mm. What are you doing here?
To this point, I think he's just chilling. He's like, send me wherever. As long as there's room for my Legos, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm staying in Indiana, that's fine. He's just vibing with the ways, and I think he's not pressed. He's not as pressed as we are. I'm literally pressed for him.
Built the Titanic.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that people should stop being so obsessed with the Titanic. It sunk.
Yeah, but
it was faulty.
It's a good movie, though.
It's a great movie.
And how about the Celine Dion song?
I think that is the first time I ever like understood that sex was happening in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. The handprint.
That did a lot for me.
I've never seen
With that being said, like, build another boat.
Sierra.
People are too into the Titanic. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you, Ailey.
Yeah, thank you.
One of the slowest ways you could get anywhere.
I would bet they have built other boats in the defense of boat people.
Right.
There probably are other boats, but That's you just true. Don't hear about them.
Like, culturally, you know. Stop bringing it up.
It's all about big market boats.
I also like, you know, the like,
what a take.
If I was on the boat, there's no way we're hitting an iceberg.
What were you gonna do?
You can turn boats, like, if you get it early enough. You know.
If I was on the boat, there's no way we're hitting an iceberg.
I was on the Titanic.
What a quote.
What a crazy stance to take.
Haley is about to agree with me.
I feel like, what was that show that used to like disprove stuff?
Mythbusters.
So yeah, Mythbusters did an episode on whether like Jack could have survived on the boat with Rose, because in the movie he's like, I'm gonna die so you can live. And they're like, wasn't there enough room on that door for both of them? So I do feel like they might have, if they didn't do, could the Titanic have avoided sinking? Then it probably is like pretty safe to assume that it just wasn't avoidable, I guess is my, but my other thing is like, don't boats have brakes?
No.
I don't know.
We should
literally know.
Problem solved.
But you,
I think a boat's brakes is when you put it in reverse, and I doubt you could reverse the Titanic. Right. I'm not a boat expert.
I have so many questions now. I'm realizing it's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but I feel like
they hit it and it sinks, Jordan. That's kind of
well,
the premise.
Yes. But I mean, why did they not see the iceberg?
They did, right? They did see it a little bit in advance, and they were like, it's too late
to,
yeah,
because they couldn't go in reverse or turn it.
Right.
So Harry, you're saying if you were on the boat, you would have had that's a Raven moment, saw the iceberg, turned it in time, and all of this we don't get this acting performance from
Leo.
I see your that's a Raven face, Harry?
Yeah, sure. That's what she does, right?
It's really more in the neck. You gotta
But it's a zoom in too. I can't like here. I want to. It's kind of.
You guys gotta go to YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for that bonus content.
My face when I foresee the sinking of the Titanic.
I have a different take on it though, which is, you know how this happened in the 1930s or whenever it happened? You know the whole thing?
I think it was like 1912.
Oh, even this is
off.
Even better. You know how if you drop like Kyrie Irving in 1955, like Bob Cousy's having a stroke? I think the same thing would happen to me on the Titanic. Like I have just seen... I have reached a level just by 100 years passing, a level of kind of dexterity and movement and like understanding of the world that I'm like moving that boat in a way they've never heard of. Like they have railroads. I've been on an airplane, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but you've never operated.
You haven't flown.
You've been
Harry's
on an
bragging
airplane.
About being on an airplane.
Right, okay. You know,
been in a boat before? I the Titanic? I also didn't picture you today on the Titanic. So that was my fault of imagining. I just thought you were at that time. But you, Harry, today in Brooklyn are on the Titanic. You're saying you can move it.
Right.
I don't know why, too. I'm just thinking like either Stranger Things or Marvel powers, like that's how you're going to move it.
But yeah, like he's gonna stand in between the iceberg and the
right,
boat.
Like
that's
this.
What I'm picturing.
I've just too. Realized in the last 15 seconds, like boats don't have brakes. Like maybe they will by the time Miles is traded, but I don't know what you're doing if they don't have brakes, to be honest. Like I don't think that's preventable. You know what I was also thinking is that you would definitely get on that boat and to like appeal to everyone and convince them that you should be in charge of it. I know that somewhere the word vibe would be involved. And I was just thinking yesterday, we were talking about I'm doing a rewatch of Sopranos and someone said vibes in it and like in a 90s show. And I was like, I wonder what the first time vibes was ever used.
That's a great question.
So if you're out there and you know.
That is a good question.
Yeah. Just
vibes. They say it the same way in the 90s. They like just the same vibe.
He was, I forget exactly what he said, but it was basically like it was a weird vibe, so I left. And I was like, what?
Yeah. What?
The vibes were off. Translation.
Yeah.
Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites, searching for candidates with the right skills. Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring in one place so easy because of sponsoring jobs. No other job site takes care of you like Indeed, because with Indeed, you only pay if an applicant meets your must-have requirements. And Indeed's doing something no other job site has done. Now with Indeed, businesses only pay for quality applications matching the sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/spinsters to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/spinsters. Indeed.com/spinsters. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, I have some other topics I want to talk about.
Okay.
Should we do what kind of girly will KD turn into if he's traded to this place and go through the places?
Yes.
Okay. So first, these are all places that have been talked about. It's hard to discern in this day and age and week if trades are like actually rumored or if it's just something that someone made up. And then someone else picked up, and then all of a sudden people are like, Memphis is a real possibility. Like, I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
To win horse it again. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know, and I don't know this. So these are possible places or they're not possible, and I just wrote it down because someone else had talked about it. Okay, the first one is Phoenix. I've never had a friend move to Phoenix. I don't really know anyone who's ever lived in Phoenix. So I don't, from what I understand, he's buying a gun. 1A, right?
Yeah.
1B, everyone's got huge fucking houses.
You know,
it makes sense. He's an NBA player. But like, everyone's got big houses.
Yeah.
I think rich next people live Barkley. In Arizona. Yeah, I don't really understand. This is just what I'm getting from like a very distant, not backed up from anything. But if regular people have big ass houses, he's gonna have like a mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll own half the city.
Right. I think what could happen there, I've got some experience with the Phoenix area, and I would think he's gonna get I think when men move there they get those sort of like the dark wash jeans that are like not okay anymore, and they're kind of like a little bootleggy, and they wear them with like pointy, like, I don't know what they're called, but like the seams, cowboy the like thread on it. No, they're like
dress shoes.
Yeah, like, they're like what men, they're like, this is the one dress shoe there is, and they just wear that. And the thread the on one the jeans with the is little, like, a little like, too scalloped thick detail and a little too light.
In it? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're
talking
about?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think he'll get those jeans for sure, but that's like about as far as that's kind of where my Phoenix knowledge ends.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I think it also, just on clothes topic, he'll definitely get the Hoochie Daddy shorts because it'll be so hot. Mm-hmm. So he'll just be super short shorts all the time. That's a thing, especially at ASU. Yeah.
Mesh tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll join a frat.
Oh, I like that for him.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I think he definitely is frat material. I think Kevin Durant is like, I think he's much more in his head than even we know, which I think we know a great deal about. But yeah, like, I think he'll kind of do things that like his boys are like, this is cool, Kev. And he's like, yeah, this is cool. And then he joins a frat.
He's like, yeah, fair. I will drink a fifth since you asked me to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very particular person who's like willing to be into hazing. And there's a couple types of people. One person is like, I'm just not going to do this. You know, that's like stupid. The other person like drinks the blood.
What do you want me to do? I'll do it.
You know what people in Phoenix, I think, are obsessed with having TVs outside. And it's like, you can't watch anything because of the glare. Yeah.
Well, you get like a covered.
Right. Yeah. Some kind of one of those screen protector things.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, though. Yeah. TV outside.
Yeah.
Hella TVs outside.
Hella TVs outside. In his mansion. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to have more than one TV outside.
Definitely. I would. I mean, you know, that's the thing is I, sometimes 100%. I'm at battle with what I would prefer to be aesthetically and what I actually think I enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I would like a lot of TVs. I like watching TV, you know, so it's just a little something about me. Yeah. Okay, we've got Toronto is next on the list. Who will KD turn into if he's traded to Toronto? Do we think he's going to go like nice?
Because people in Canada are so freaking nice. I hope that just rubs off on him and he's like, you know, life isn't that bad. And just sends off, just rattles off these really wonderful tweet replies to people, just wishing them they have great days. I would hope that that would happen to him.
Yeah, I could see that.
I like that.
Maybe he's like, I mean, I think the inevitable thing is like, you are now in Drake's crew. And you are like dripping in OVO and like that kind of stuff, which that's like the easy answer. But I also am like, yeah. That's probably what would happen.
I think he pivots out. He buys a cabin that's like 20 minutes outside the city. I don't know. I never been to Toronto, but I just feel like things are close, you know? Like,
that's are they? Close. I didn't even know that.
I'm not backing that up with anything.
Every person from these cities are just going to come
I've been to Canada once. But I feel like there's a lot of green, and so that leads me to believe that there is immediate, you know, proximity to a forest. And I think he buys a cabin and I think he's like turns a little quiet-ish where he's like, I'll drive to practice and it's going to be a far drive and my time is my time. And I think he gets really into, you know, like his own garden and he brings in tomatoes he grew for the team. And
I think this would be good for Kevin. You're selling me on Toronto.
Yeah, this like, would be
Kevin
wonderful.
Needs that.
Toronto's exactly also a team where it's the perfect level of, I think, what this redemption he's seeking, or at least what I'm projecting onto him. Again, like, I think I feel bad that everyone thinks they know him so much, but he is like very open. But I do think that he, if he won with a team like Toronto, that's the appropriate level of like, he comes in, it's possible, but he elevates them to such a degree that it's like, congrats, you're not on a super team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 And they would just, they would welcome him. And then once he decides to leave again, they'll be like, it's okay. It was wonderful. Thanks for the good memories. And then he leaves. And I feel like that's what he needs too, because he gets a lot of hate from all the teams that he leaves.
I think they might hate Kawhi now though.
Is that,
did I make that up?
I don't know if they do. It felt like they were just like, thanks for the championship. Good luck.
I'm like weirdly in Raptors Twitter sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think they hate Kawhi. Mm. I could be spreading some BS, but I'm pretty sure.
I remember people who are not Raptors fans after they won and Kawhi left being like, what a waste. Like, you've got to really think about if that was actually worth it because he just left, blah, blah. And I'm like, they won. That's what everything is for. That's what literally everything is about. So if you win and someone leaves, guess what? You've still won. That is the actual end goal of everything. So just, I don't know. I just feel like that's not a waste. But I'm not, again, not tapped into what they're feeling. So doesn't seem like I'm tapped into much of anything. So I gotta say,
Blake,
not feeling
favorite.
Like I know a lot. Yeah.
You're like, I know Toronto does exist.
I'm. It's there. Yeah. And it's not the capital, and I know that because it was on Jeopardy not too long ago. Okay. The other one is Memphis. So I think this would be cool. He could get country. Yeah.
I don't know anything about Memphis.
I've been to Memphis, incredible food, really good energy. Feels
so hot. That's what I
hear
about Memphis.
Not as hot as Phoenix.
But it's a different
worse.
Heat. Different heat.
Yeah.
Phoenix.
You're really sticky.
I also went in July. Why did I do that? Mm-hmm. I was like, you just feel like everything, all of your moisture is just pulling out of your body. Dry heat. Memphis, I was there for a basketball tournament. I walked outside. You immediately want to take a shower because you're just like, ugh. You just automatically sweat just existing in Memphis. I don't know if Katie likes to sweat, but that would be a must.
Judging from 2K,
I think you might like to sweat.
But no, I get what you're saying. I actually think Kentucky has like very comparable weather and humidity amounts. And so, yeah, it's incredible. You're just a sticky, you're sticky. Like the other day I was walking Elfie and bugs were dying on my arm. Like I was covered in sweat and they would land and then they could not get back
drown?
Up.
Drown?
They were literally drowned. Yeah. Oh
my. Numerous, like plural bugs?
Yeah, I would say three. Yeah, I caught three dying. But, you know, usually I'm a...
Holy crap.
Before I could flick it off. Yeah, it's pretty gross, but also there's so many wonderful things. You know, you've got nature, you've got great food, and all these apply to Memphis. I think he becomes a country guy.
He opens a restaurant. The same way
Jimmy is. Opens a restaurant, oh, yeah.
Like a barbecue spot. KD's, yeah. BBQ, a lot of letters. But that I think that could work. I could see that. Yeah, restaurateur.
All in on that.
Are you guys not worried a little bit about the wherever you go, you take yourself kind of element of this? That he just buys a luxury apartment and posts on Twitter
in whatever city he's in. No, that ruins the game,
Harry.
Do
you think that's true? Do you think that's true? We're all products of our environments, whether we want to admit it or not. True. So yes. Whether maybe he still buys the same apartment, but maybe he takes up a new hobby or something. I like the restaurant theory. That I don't know why, but that feels right.
Yeah, I like it. I'm somebody who, Harry, we've talked about this, like if I go somewhere long enough, I start to pick up the way that they speak. You know, when I come back here around my family, some things start to really slow down in my speech pattern. Vowels get flipped on their head. So I think he is a similar person in that respect. I think that, to misquote LeBron, he likes to fit in, not fit out.
To misquote.
Just my take, another LeBron. Remember that hashtag LeBron had where it was like, hashtag just my take, not a sports analyst or something?
Yes.
Incredible.
The hashtag. Long hashtags were, oh, they were so cringy.
I am so happy he runs his own social. It's
me too.
A gift. It's a gift.
Yeah. Except for the Deshaun Watson stuff.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Besides that. Yeah. That's when you wish someone was running his social.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I could go back in time. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. That would be so bad. Okay. I was about to make a Titanic joke and I'm not going to say it. People died. Okay. How about we do – well, so, okay, do we want to do Boston? That's the last place. Who did he turn into if he went to Boston?
I don't know. That's where I hope he just buys a high-rise and tweets.
Yeah.
Because if you turn into anything – I can't imagine that going with his personality. I don't know who he would morph into. He would just start being in Dunkin' Donuts commercials, maybe. That's like all I know about Boston. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is it all?
That's all we want to comment on.
Yeah, that's all we want to comment on.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, should we talk about next Portland's off-season moves? Are the links fixed now? LeBron wants to own an NBA team in Vegas, or should we talk about things that make us upset? Because I've got two in that category, but I think once we pivot all the way.
We pivot, yeah.
We're coming back from it, yeah.
I want to transition to the Portland talk. I'm kind of interested who KD would be if he was traded to Portland. What would he become?
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't seen that. Actually, I have seen that, but like literally only on Dame.
Yeah.
Dame's like.
Only in the Photoshops.
And Nurkic's. Yeah, that's the only place.
Everyone's going after him. I mean, if he did get traded to Portland, what would he become?
Ashton, who does he become?
Who does Katie become in Portland? I think he maintains a sense of self because he doesn't necessarily... Portland is, you know, I think Dame has, for the most part, stayed true to who he is because Portland, first of all, they all live in Lake Oswego. They don't live in Portland. But Portland in itself is a very homogenous place. Lake Oswego even more so. I think they stick to, like, their little circles. They buy houses, like, near each other. They all are, like, sort of neighbors. And then they just, like, vibe together and kind of retain who they are. And there's no, like, I don't know. It's kind of Harry's theory for whatever reason. Also, Portland culture is, like, we drink beer. And it's, like, okay, everybody drinks beer. Like, I don't know, guys. We're going to have to find something else. And I am allowed to do this because I am from Portland, okay? I'm allowed to be mean. So yeah, I think, like, you know, I think he stays true to himself. He probably eats decently because Portland's a really good food place. Maybe he opens a restaurant. There we go. We're back.
We're back. Yes.
We did it.
Either way, Kevin Durant is a restaurateur. That's our theory.
In any reality, Kevin Durant opens a restaurant.
Slim. I do feel like Dame is the best teammate for him possible.
I know.
You would think. I feel like we've said that about so many people, and it just crashes and burns.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Oh my god! But Dame is like effective them. Russ. You know what I mean? Like Russ and Katie were so good together, but Katie's frustrations, in the end, were Russ's play, not his personality. But in terms of like how bombastic they are, and like. Proud and confident and willing to stand up for their team and teammates.
Mm-hmm.
I think Russ and Dame share, like, it's really nice to be, it was really nice to be Russ's teammate. Everyone would say that. Like, if you watch that Houston playoff series where he was not even in the game, he was the best teammate of that series. He was hyping them all up. So I think that Dame shares that. I wish that could happen, honestly. I think that would be fun for... No, actually, sorry. I can't cheer for anything good to happen to Portland until Chauncey gets fired. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Oh, yeah. I won't fault you for that. I do think Kevin Durant is like, and this is like exactly how I feel too, so maybe I'm projecting now, but I feel like Kevin Durant is like at war with himself and like knows what he should do in life, but consistently is like, I'm going to do this other thing because he's like in his head so much and he's very like, A, always feels like he has something to prove. B, lets a lot of noise get into his head. And the good thing for his career is probably playing with Dame. But I don't think he would look at it that way. That was like such a serious analysis. It's embarrassing because I don't know. Shit.
No, but it's
like, okay. Okay, so I am convinced. Tell you that, let me diagnose Kevin Durant really quick. I'm a doctor.
If he stops reading tweets, that's my prescription.
Yeah, stop dude, just stop reading tweets.
Your brain would be free of clutter, of noise of what people are saying about you.
Yeah, I know.
Anyone who says stuff like the bad tweets fuel me, I'm like, that's just not healthy.
At all.
That's not healthy. I'm sorry. Like, no one who says that is, no, that's just bad. We shouldn't. Know this many people. We shouldn't engage with this many people, let alone receive hateful comments from this many people. So
that goes into my theory of like celebrities are not as busy as we think they are because so many celebrities say, I read every comment on Instagram. I read every comment on Twitter. Why would I do that?
Right,
I have other things to do. They're just sitting at home in their mansions, reading tweets and comments. And that's
Haley, remember when we were at dinner and was on his phone the entire time? That celebrity that we were sitting next to? He was on his phone the entire time and I was like, he's reading tweets.
Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we were alone in a basement of a vegan restaurant at like 11 p.m. at night and Jaden Smith walked in with a woman who looked like Grimes a little bit. But what definitely was not Grimes.
No. But he was on his phone the whole time. And I was like, that guy's reading tweets about himself. That's crazy. I assume. Because what else are celebrities like doing on their phones if not on social media?
Yeah, I don't know.
Doodle jump, perhaps.
Get a job.
What's doodle
jump? Get a job.
Get a job, bro.
I have this dots game that I really like. So maybe they're like into the dots game.
That's a good game.
Is it like a popping bubble thing or something?
No, you connect them to, I mean, I'll show you later. It's really cool. If we were to take this literally and say what Portland could offer for Kevin, which again, like, I don't think anyone's taking this literally except for Dame and Nurkic. What they've done this offseason, like, I guess you could, which is what I'm curious how you feel about all of that. So they signed Gary Payton away from the Warriors, who would not match. They traded for Jeremy Grant, which I thought was huge. I really believe in him.
Biggest thing we've ever done.
Yeah, keeps Dame happy too. So that's like a win-win. Yeah. Nice draft. So yeah, how are you feeling about all of it?
I feel okay, but we needed more than that. We have just pinned ourselves into a corner for so many years since like 2016. And in terms of like bad contracts and what moves we can make. So like, you know, it's a very tall order to like get what we needed to around Dame. But we did not do enough, in my opinion. I maintain this, even though it will make a lot of Blazers people mad. Ant should be gone. Ant should be traded. He should have been traded like months ago. Ant, Nurk, I'd be willing to part with. I'd be willing to part with Ant, Nurk. I guess I have to be willing to part with like Josh Hart, Jeremy Grant, blah, blah, blah. I would. Everyone for Kevin Durant. Everyone for Kevin Durant, bro. Well, anyone and everyone.
Take Kevin Durant off the table. Like, you know, someone actually realistic, like, would you?
Miles Turner. Give us Miles Turner, bro.
Well, the thing is like all those people, not all the people you brought up, but that was my main thing with Gary Payton. I was like, this is a good move. Anytime Portland does anything that helps them defensively on the perimeter, I'm like, this is good.
Good job. Good. Gold
star. You guys are changing. but at the same time, that's another, like, how many guards, how many 1-3 players is Portland going to have? Because at this point, that's far too many. And a couple, like, next year are going to become too expensive. So they're going to have to make decisions. But it's literally like Dame, Josh Hart.
Gary Simons, Payton. Simons,
Sharp now. Payton.
Yeah.
Who am I missing? Little.
Little would be a three. Little would be a.
But the thing is like Portland, I think, to be successful is going to have to play 1-3, kind of a little bit interchangeable.
Yeah, yeah. Put three, Gary's, you know, probably going to play three.
Yeah.
GPT's probably going to
play three. And be short, which of course means that like the thing that really has needed to change for a while, like, in addition to the defense,
is
the pigs. I mean, I feel like I'm talking. Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to like Boston at this point. You know, who for years just like was like Enes Kanter is our solution. You know what I mean?
When like, Nurk posted that the image of Dame and Katie, I was like, buddy. yeah, you're not gonna be here if that happens. That's so sweet. That's what we said. But like, what are you doing, bro? I would have done a Nurk Ant package like 6 months ago if I was a GM, which thankfully I'm not. But like, that people gotta let go of Ant. Like, I don't care if he's gonna be amazing in 3 years. If you want to win with Dame right now, you get rid of him, bro. Mm-hmm. We should have traded the 7th pick. I mean, anything. Give it all away. Give us Miles Turner. We were talking about getting DeMontis like months and months ago, and that didn't happen. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a dark place down here, man. Not that dark, but.
Yeah. I feel like Portland just never had like a really good concept of time. Do you know what I mean? Because they're always like, win now. And then they're bringing in people who are going to need so future. So much time. Yeah, dude, exactly. It just doesn't make any sense.
I was seeing several tweets that were like, I'm not ready to part with Ant or Shaedon Sharpe. Like, we can't, if they come to us and with KD, like, I don't want to say goodbye to them. And I'm like, you guys are off your rockers, which I guess we're not allowed to say. You guys are wrong. You guys are wrong. that's incorrect really of you. Do not ever say that. Do not ever tweet that. Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I feel like, you know, mostly good. Mostly good with Portland, mostly but still good. Not enough.
Mostly good, not enough.
To be honest, I don't want it to be enough because I've got real problems with the front office and the coach. And once they get out, I'm like, I will personally pay for them to be. I don't. That's not going to work.
Oh,
I don't have that kind of money.
I just like that Jeremy Grant is like a Portland native. Like he was born in Portland, and I just think that's so sweet of him coming back home.
It's so I love sweet. Stories you guys, like when, that. When I got the notice, I couldn't breathe for like 20 minutes. Because, like I said, this is like the most exciting thing in the world, and I was so excited that I was dancing, and Tim sent a video to Sierra. My husband sent a video to Sierra of me dancing, and was like. Look how excited Ashton is about Jeremy Grant. It was just like, I can't believe this. I could not believe it. Couldn't believe it.
Ugh.
Good for us.
So cute. I forgot about this like 20 minutes ago, but we have to take an ad break. And then we're going to talk about maybe the Lynx, maybe LeBron having a team in Vegas, or maybe two things that are going to make us pretty upset. So TBD.
Just come back after the break.
Yeah. Sierra, tell me real fast. Not real fast. I mean, you can take your time. Why are the links not fixed? I thought they were fixed. I was under the illusion that they were fixed.
They just all played really well those two games. Yeah. But it's still like, yeah, go ahead, Sierra.
Well, they still haven't played super good. I don't know. Don't bad teams always do this where like, they'll have a game or two where it's like, oh my God, they beat the Sky. And it's like, Lynx are back, baby. And then they're going to rattle off like four losses in a row. Also, everyone was getting extra excited about the win because it was like the 250th home win in franchise history. And it's like, okay. But for this season, it's just one extra win.
Right.
That's so funny.
I agree with that. I think they've had a couple good games. Ariel Powers is playing very well. She's turning into a superstar that, you know, we expected her to be. We thought she could be. She's really taking over. But the Maya Moore news of her having a baby back in February that nobody knew. She has that Beyonce type NDA, and nobody knew about it. That was a realization when they introduced her on Good Morning America as former WNBA player Maya Moore. I don't think she's coming back. She's living a wonderful life. She's going to have a minivan soon. She has a husband. She has a kid. She is not thinking about these Lynx at all. And so for that tiny amount of hope of everybody just being like, you know, we just got to get through this season and then Maya's coming back and then we're going to be back on top. I don't think that's happening. So I think they are good for these past couple weeks, but I don't know if they are really good. Like it's kind of a fake front.
Bulls gold.
Just like you need someone else to like their best player, who's obviously their best player, but is out soon because she's, you know, old. Like you need someone else to like step up for that. I mean, she's amazing. I love Sylvia, but like you gotta have some. She like still leads them in like every stat. It's like, well, she's gotta, you know, you gotta
eventually gotta they'll get feedback, but it's like, is that
she said that this year? She's like, I'm trying to come back this year. I'm like, what?
You don't have to.
yes Nafisa Collier, who also just recently had a baby, said that she was gonna try to come back this season to play with Sylvia in her last season. And I hope Sylvia Fowles got on the call and was like, girl, do not rush this team for this season. Take your time, please. But yeah, you're right. Their best player is retiring. Their franchise best player, it has no signs of coming back. And I don't know what Cheryl Reeve is going to do. But good note of this is Ariel Powers is playing very well. And that makes me excited because she... if you guys remember, had a wonderful offseason where she was just pulling up to LA Fitnesses and scoring like 30 points in pickup games and recording it. And it was beautiful art. So I'm happy that it's paying off in the season.
Is she in the conversation for most improved?
I don't know. Because again, it's only been like three games. So...
I know. That's the thing.
Yeah. They're still like 8-14 or something.
Yeah.
They're still the second worst team.
Yeah.
Sorry. Head wrap fall.
Yeah, I know what you mean. MVP and Rookie of the Year are things that people talk about all year. Most Improved Player is something that people talk about like the last third.
And it's like the most fun one.
Yeah.
Most fun.
It's like so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should talk about that more.
Yeah. We should.
I don't know who. Well, I guess it's Jackie Young for this year has been more in the conversation. But it's been a fun season, especially now we're at the midway point of the W. But the second half is, I think, a lot of either. That's when we would be able to see for sure if Minnesota is good or not. Their schedule is going to get harder if they can start rattling off more wins. But I think they've kind of hit some of these big teams as they're winding down for All-Star quote-unquote break, which it's a 3-day weekend. And
that's
we'll
all
see
they get.
If they, that's all they get. They have games today. Today is Thursday.
The Sky play today.
They have games today. They get tomorrow off. They get Saturday and Sunday and Monday, which is normally off for WNBA teams. And there's games Tuesday. It's not a break. Funny.
Rocks.
Well, it's a good thing they don't have to do anything during the off season.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of rest. They could just rest, kick up their feet.
Yeah, overseas. On the plane on the way there. Probably not actually because they're flying in the back of the plane. Okay, I feel like the last couple minutes that we have, since we have a BG update, should we talk about Brittany Griner?
Yeah.
Okay, so today it said that she pled guilty. So I'm seeing pleaded guilty as past tense, and I always thought it was just pled. Is it pleaded?
I think pled.
Yeah, right. Pled, pled guilty. Pleaded.
I think it could be
pleaded
both.
Pleaded guilty. Okay.
Pleaded.
Well,
I think of a skirt.
Feel like pleaded is the equivalent of. Oh my god! I just saw
like
this.
Drank and drunk or.
No, there's some drank. Word that means the exact same thing, but one of them has IN in front of it.
Inflammable, inflammable.
Oh yeah. Yes. Why not just say flammable? You know what I mean?
Is in that's here. Invaluable, invaluable too, right?
I think invaluable's like whoa, invaluable's like
okay,
you know,
which is actually more.
But it doesn't
backwards.
Mean the opposite of valuable,
right?
The way you think it might.
Well, yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Okay,
Spencer's the English podcast.
She pled guilty in a Russian court on Thursday to drug charges that could see her face 10 years in prison. The next court hearing is July 14th. And I think the only quote that they have from her is, quote, "I'd like to plead guilty, Your Honor, but there was no intent. I didn't want to break the law. And I'd like to give my testimony later. I need time to prepare." So that's insane. 7 days, it looks like, is the next court hearing.
Yes.
I
guess I'm a little frustrated with the coverage of this, or just kind of putting that headline out there, because again, you see a lot of the backlash is like, well, you guys are saying she was wrongfully detained. We've learned a weeks ago that she would have to plead guilty in a Russian court. Their courts are shams. Like 1% of trials, less than 1%, are acquitted or people come out not guilty. So we
even
knew
in America,
that
people have to do that.
Right. And we knew that this was going to be the plan so that we can start having conversations about prisoner swaps. Mm-hmm. But with that being the headline and with that being the lead, it makes it seem like we've been making up that she was wrongfully detained and that she actually did it and she was doing it on purpose. That is not the case at all. And I'm sure even just her having to say that sentence of like, "I plead guilty, I did this, it wasn't my intent," that was probably so hard to stomach because we know that that's not true. So I think someone called it a like theater. This whole court date is like a movie script that you have to follow in order for us to get the results that we actually need. And in the ESPN article, they were talking about how, you know, this had to take place so the next step can take place, so the next step can take place, and this is just one step in a multi-step process of bringing her home. But I'm frustrated on how it's been received, and they're kind mm-hmm. of saying, well, that's how it's gonna be, we're gonna figure out bringing her home, we don't really care what people are thinking right now, but it still sucks.
Yeah
that's such a good point about the headline. And plus, wrongfully detained can mean a number of things. It can mean the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it
the also, it doesn't matter if she did it or not.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. She's been over there. She's been in jail. It's scary. Yeah. Like, she should not. None of this should be happening. The response to it should have been faster. And I don't even know if I'm talking about. I don't know whose response I'm talking about, to be honest, because I don't. At this point, like, know who can help her or have faith in who can help her. I guess we all can assume, because of what we were, you know, fed for most of our lives, that like the U.S. government can just step in and Aaron Sorkin will write a movie about it and da 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 da. And, you know, like, she'll be saved and it's no problem because this president saves everybody. But in addition to this being just scary as shit, like, even just seeing her quotes. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of her in the courtroom, but even just seeing her quotes, like, that feels extremely scary to me, because I feel that she must feel so alone. And when I don't know if I even read this during the when I was, like, introducing the subject, but the maximum sentence for that is 10 years, according to the thing that I read. So the even if that is not what happens, the possibility of something like that happening is also equally scary, because under what grounds do we assume that, like, anything right or just is going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, for a number of things. Russia is a country where their penal system, like our own, is notorious for being very vicious, ruining lives, ending lives, doing the complete opposite of rehabilitation. So I just have zero faith in them to do something fair, obviously, in our American representatives to do literally anything, like, besides, you know, what do we expect at this point? Like, an empty gesture, a tweet from AOC being like, I'm so mad. Okay, you're elected. Like, all these people that we've elected for issues that are happening in this country that we want fixed are just doing absolutely, I'm so upset, you need to vote. Birth control alarm. Sorry. I have to remember to take my birth control now. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, I just have absolutely no faith. I think that if I myself feel like a second degree helplessness for her, I guess, like, fourth, fifth degree. I don't want to act like I'm, like, personally involved in any of this or that this is, like, my struggle. But I just can't imagine how she feels, her family feels, her teammates feel, like, everyone who's close around her feels, because there is an overwhelming sense of helplessness just in general right now. And so for this specifically, like, how fucking scary. I feel really, really bad for her. Like you said, Jordan.
It's horrible.
Which is a point I did not even consider. For once, can we just not get caught up in the fucking technicalities of her doing a certain thing? Can we just once look past a tweet and, like, go a little further, dig a little deeper, try to understand a little bit more? You know what I mean? Like, the main way that we get news, it does not tell the whole story. A tweet does not tell the whole story. And so I feel bad for her. Like, all that she needs is our total whole support, and what really can we even affect? So that's depressing. Sorry. It's unfair. Literally was THC oil.
Yes. And so on that point, I want to read one more thing before we get off of this, because I think this is important. And this tweet kind of went viral, but I don't think viral enough. And it's by Victoria Kirby York. And she talked about on July 1st, the day one of Brittany Griner's trial, that the custom agent said they found 0.7 grams of THC. And she was being charged with smuggling drugs. And normally that amount would be a $230 fine. So I think we have to zoom out and say, okay, maybe it is because she is Brittany Griner and because right. of her stature and because of what this is and what's going on in the world and what they know they can get back for her. Like, we have to not just be like, did she do this one thing? Did she right. not? It's much bigger than that. And you talk about gestures and things like that. I feel like we made a huge deal of President Biden and Harris calling Brittany Griner's wife. Like, just the phone call was made a huge deal. This is the first time in how many days? Hundreds of days. So yeah.
Why didn't they call her like day one? That's what I'm so confused about.
I'm so worked up about it.
I am too, obviously. Ashton, I know you had to go. Do you have anything? I know. Me and Jordan were just like,
oh, I mean, no. I feel the exact same way. I could go on and on and on. I have been a little stressed about the way we've been covering since the beginning because I understand why we didn't want to talk about it, but also it was always going to be this, and now I'm worried that did us a disservice. And
yeah,
I could talk about this for hours, just like you guys. It's atrocious. It's really, really, really sad.
Yeah. But on a happier note, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
come on again. We love you.
Okay. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye. See you in Chicago.
Bye, Ashti.
See ya. No, I won't be in Chicago. See you in Alex.
Yeah, just me and Alex.
I know. Okay. All right.